Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Back at Bomber Gymnasium, ready to get this one underway. The opening tip is going to be won by Mountain Home. Lady Bombers will have it, and they will operate right to left in this first half. Mountain Home in the white home uniforms, blue numerals, and the gold trim. Lady Cardinals of Farmington, the red uniforms, the black numerals, and the white trim. Here's Pfeiffer, long range three, and it's good. Boy, Norfolk did such a good job on her last night. Took her a long time to even get a shot off. In fact, she did not in the first half. Wound up leading the team in scoring, but she gets a shot off early here tonight and knocks down the three to set the tone early. Now the Lady Cardinals will turn it over as Roach bounces it off her foot and out of bounds. We're going to see full court pressure by Farmington. They saw the pressure cause some problems for Mountain Home last night. And Mountain Home turns it over right out of the chute. First possession against the press, and they turn it over at the offensive end for the Lady Cardinals. A drive by Pence, and she's going to be fouled. She'll hit at the free throw line. Emma Martin picks up her first team foul, number one, against Mountain Home. First free throw by Madison Pence is good. Boy, Pence and Van Zandt, you just kind of watch the way they carry themselves. You know they are players. Both free throws by Pence, good. She averages 16 a game. This Farmington ball club without two starters, out with injuries. Another long range three from Pfeiffer, one go. Pence underneath with the rebound. So they're going to be even better than what we're seeing here in Mountain Home this week. And this is a pretty good ball club. They'll be really strong when they get those two starters back. Pence out top of three is good. She has 5 points already, and it's 5-3. Farmington with the lead. Tabor up ahead as Mountain Home beats the press. Tabor gives it up ahead. It's Pfeiffer out top. The three is good. Hannah Pfeiffer, three, a couple of threes to start the ball game. And the Lady Bombers back on top, 6-5. Into the paint with the dribble for the Lady Cardinals is Roach. Pence out top. Van Zandt to Pence. In the paint to Roach. Drives, she's fouled and goes to the free throw line. The foul's on Mally Tabor, her first. Team foul number two against the Lady Bombers. Lexus Roach at the free throw line. The first one is good. Ties the game at six. Anna Grace Foreman, the 6'2 sophomore, into the lineup for Mountain Home. Tabor will come out. Second free throw miss. Riley Walker, just love watching her rebound. She's 5'4". And she snags five or six rebounds every game. Had great position for that one. Here's a shot missed by Pfeiffer. It was ball rebound was saved in bounds, and Pfeiffer winds up with it near the midcourt stripe. Walker into the paint. It's Martin out top of three. It won't go. And a foul on the rebound as Foreman goes over the back of Joelle Tidwell. Foul on Foreman is her third. Team's third. I should say her first. Team's third. Farmington on the offensive end. Top of the key is Jernigan with it. Out top, Pence, a three. Good. Wow, she's impressive. 8 points already for Madison Pence, a returning All-Stater. Hit 95 three-point shots last season. And now Mountain Home turns it over in the backcourt. Back-to-back turnovers by the Lady Bombers. 9-6, Farmington with the lead. Lady Cardinals with it. They'll look underneath. They find Tidwell open on the left block. She is fouled, and she will go to the free throw line. Fouls on Riley Walker. That's her first, the team's fourth. And Tidwell at the free throw line. The first one is good. Kyra Penn, the 5'11 junior, checks in now for Mountain Home. Foreman will come out. Second free throw by Tidwell is good. She has her first 2 points of the game. It's 11-6. Here's Martin, top of the key now for Mountain Home with 4:48 left in the opening quarter. Pfeiffer, right side, leans in from 14. It won't go. And the rebound underneath out of bounds off of the Lady Cardinals. A great job by Riley Walker underneath. Had her hands on it, and it goes off the Lady Cardinals. Inbounds pass comes into Pfeiffer out top. They'll feed it to Penn in the paint. Turnaround jumper, no. And the rebound, Tidwell, underneath for the Lady Cardinals. 4:26 left. First quarter action, a 5-point lead for Farmington. Right side, Roach starts right, drives left into the paint, missing the layup. The rebound tipped into the hands of Riley Walker. She'll try to go all the way with it. Layup good, and a foul. And a chance for a 3-point play. Joelle Tidwell gets the foul, her first. First foul against Farmington in the ball game. And Riley Walker at the free throw line trying to complete the 3-point play, and she does. Nine. Farmington leads it. Lady Cardinals with the basketball. Top of the key, Van Zandt, the sophomore. Her three won't go. Pfeiffer, the rebound underneath for Mountain Home. The Bombers looking to tie or take the lead this trip down the floor. Martin, left side. This is Walker on the wing. Works off the pick. Penn swings to the right side. Pfeiffer, quick release on the three. It won't go. Rebound, Tidwell underneath for the Lady Cardinals. Van Zandt runs the floor. Into the paint, kicks it out to Pence. The three will not go. Penn, the rebound underneath for Mountain Home. 3:18 left in the opening quarter. It's 11-9, Farmington on top. Martin, now right side Husky, looks into Penn. Penn on the right block. The hook shot is good. Kisses it off the glass. Nice shot. 11-11, we're tied up now. Van Zandt, now left side, it goes to Jernigan. Tidwell with it, into the paint with the dribble drive. Shot will not go, pin the foul, going over the back of Jernigan trying to get the rebound. Penn with her first, team foul number five against Mountain Home. Penn and Martin go out, Tabor and Foreman in for the Lady Bombers. Top of the key, it's Van Zandt, the sophomore, with it for the Lady Cardinals. Driving into the paint and hitting the running shot is Roach. She has 3 points. 13-11, Farmington with 2:23 left in the opening period. Husky works off the high pick. Open for three. Rattles and won't go. And the rebound underneath by Madison Pence, her second board. Pence, left side, Van Zandt, a three is good. Nobody picked her up. 16-11, Farmington with 1:55 left in this opening period. Pfeiffer, a three, it's off the mark. The rebound to the Lady Cardinals. That's Tidwell with her fourth. At the other end, the drive, the layup is good by Roach. Timeout Mountain Home, 1:35 left in the first quarter, 18-11. It's Farmington with the lead. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Is it time to make a change? Integrity First Bank has been headquartered in Mountain Home, serving the Twin Lakes area since 1963. Although we've grown through the years, we're only as big as you need us to be. With five local offices, we are a full-service bank offering everything from convenient online and mobile banking, home lending and financing, to trust and wealth management services. You can bank on Integrity First to provide hometown, quality banking service with local decisions that our friends and neighbors have trusted for more than half a century. We invite you to come experience it for yourself at Integrity First Bank.
1:35 left in the first quarter. It's 18-11. Farmington with the lead. Lady Bombers with the basketball coming out of the break. Farmington defensively still in a man-to-man. This is Walker out top. Starts right, works the dribble to the left. Finds Pfeiffer in the left corner. Driving the baseline and lays it up and in. Beat the defender in the corner and turns it into points. Eight on the night for Pfeiffer. It's a five-point Farmington lead. Jernigan out top, turns it left side. This is Roach with it. Van Zandt top of the key, left side. Van Zandt down the paint, kicks it to Pence in the corner. Penetrates, gives it to Tidwell. Shot up, won't go in the paint. And it's a Mountain Home rebound. That's Pfeiffer on the backside. The outlet to Foreman into the front court. Out top, it's Collins into the corner. Walker, her three will not go. And the Lady Cardinals with the rebound. Brad Johnson, the head coach of Farmington, up slowing things down a bit with 26 seconds left in the period. Van Zandt out top with 17 seconds left in the period. Pence, Tidwell, they'll turn a left side. Van Zandt again. Here's Jernigan. Pence, and we got a foul away from the basketball. They're going to call this on Mountain Home. Boy, the Mountain Home fans and coaches thought they had an illegal screen. It's Peyton Husky that gets the foul. Her first, team sixth. Inbounds pass in the paint. This is Roach with three on the clock missing. Foreman the rebound, and the quarter will come to an end. At the end of one, 18-13. Farmington with the lead. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more, contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imogen Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratese family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610.